I know some of us have heard this story so many times that today we don't want to pay no attention. Headline in Greater Toronto, the Greater Toronto piece of the Toronto Star says, father in boy's death, father charged in boy's death. And it's related to a Brampton man accused of second-degree murder after 10-year-old son found dead in home on Friday. With that in mind, let me introduce you to Dr. Patricia Keith. Dr. Keith, good evening and welcome to CHRY 105.5 FM.
Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight, sir.
Dr. Keith.
Yes, sir.
Just to give us a little bit more background on who is Dr. Keith and why we would use Dr. Keith to speak to us about some of the issues that a father or a family may face when they take a youngster or the son or daughter to live with them from another country after not spending that much time with them in the other country, and some of the difficulty that they might face. And when they bring the youngster here, they brought them here with the intention of a better life, and then they end up being charged for taking that life.
Wow. Very hard.
Tell us why some of you, a little bit background about Dr. Keith.
Well, I am a counselor. I'm a psychotherapist. Also a minister. Most people doesn't know that. Only when they come in my office, they say, oh, you're a minister also.
Yes.
But my main goal, Jim, is to see our young people bounce back from their setbacks. To see parents loving their children, sharing with them, and carrying the burden that they face.
Dr. Keith.
Yes, sir.
We know it's a difficult task, and here is a father, a very young father, trying to bring his son here for a better life. And this story we have heard before in other cases.
Yes.
And for some reason, something go wrong. What are some of the things that you think could cause a father to get into that? Because now they're charging him and they're claiming that the kid was beaten. And we know what discipline is like in the Caribbean, and we know a lot of people from the Caribbean have a different view on discipline than they have here in Canada, per se. A lot of people from the Caribbean discipline with the strap or the belt, if you want to call it that, or so. And here, that is not totally forbidden, but not accepted. And I say not totally forbidden because it is not to say it's illegal to punish a child, but it's illegal to abuse a child.
I think our parents are not knowing our children very well, and the minute that they go out there and get into school, these young people, these young children, they're having different concepts of parenting of their parents, and so dad have brought perhaps I don't know the case,
yes,
but dad brought for sure he loves his son. And he had loved his son and perhaps still love his son. And we don't know what happened. And so I should say, at the top of this show, I'd say my heart goes out to daddy and the family. And, you know, I'm so sorry that this young person have lost his life. We don't know what happened. But, you know, there is a day for every man in court. So we'll hear the end of the story later. But I just wanted to go back to say that we fathers neglect sometimes, or parents neglect their children most of the time. And we take our children for granted. We don't spend enough time with them. We don't find out what's making them sad, what's happening at school, what is going wrong. Let's stop and find out. Come on, sit down with me. Tell me what is happening to you. And you know what? We bring them up here. Mom is perhaps over in Jamaica or West Indian Island or perhaps in Asia. We don't know where they are. But you know what? This child come to Canada and dad wants a better life for his son or his daughter. And then at the end of the day, perhaps he's not listening. And perhaps it's some, you know, rules have been set that this child didn't like, and so this deter and have gone the wrong way, which I'm so sorry.
Now, we're going to be speaking in general here a lot because it's difficult to pin down. We are not speaking to no particular case.
Right.
Neither for or against any particular position that one might find themselves in. At the end of the day, we send our condolences and we have our deep, deep sadness over the whole situation. We know that's a whole family.
Yes.
Plus has been in this array now.
Right.
But to move from the good intent, to take a youngster that you may not have, well, known as much as you thought you did.
That's right.
Because you may have left the island or home, wherever your home is, for a while and come here. And then you send back for that child. What is a mother or father? That child do not know you. And you do not know that child.
He's a stranger. He or she's a stranger to you. So you got to get bonded.
And then you take him or her into a home where maybe, let's say, the father bring him to a stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
Or a mother bring him to him or her to a stepfather.
That's right.
While you, the mother, and the child are strangers, there are a bond somewhere within you that say, that's my mother or that's my father. On the other hand, that bond, there's not that bond that say the stepmother is, the stepfather is. So you're almost like, here, my mother and myself, we are strangers, but my stepmother or stepfather, well, we are what now? We are extremely far apart. So we are even further now.
That's right. Well, that's why I said, my motto is that parents should, one, know your child. Do some parenting, get into their head, get into their mind, just get into them.
Because
some people say, oh, don't make your child be your friend. But I think it's very important that you and your child have a bond, that you are friends, that you can know what is happening, what kind of life he lived in the other country.
Yes.
And what Canada is all about.
And
offer this young person.
It's a big change for someone, especially if you come from the Caribbean, and to be here, to come here, to face the shock, the culture shock that a lot of youngsters are going through, the weather, the everything else, no friends, the in-house kind of stuff that they're not accustomed to. They take a lot out of that youngster, and the parents here, who they're with now, are expecting great expectation. They have all these big plans for this youngster, and they're not giving the youngster enough time to adjust to the conditions.
Remember where they're coming from. They're free to run, free to roam, free to walk on the street, perhaps free to go to the shop. And in Canada, you're not that free, especially when you come into a black community. You know, they're not that all free, and you have to watch your child. Where he's going and or she's going. And I believe that a mother, our stepmother, taking a husband, a man with a child, she has to believe that this child is mine also. And I'm going to put out all my effort to see that I win this child and that I do all I can do for him or her. And, you know, and if dad sometimes, you know, our black men sometimes are not always there. And the woman is always carrying the load. So if you put out that you're going to take this child, I believe that she should put out the effort.
But
to stand up and say, this is my baby, too. This is my child, too. I am going to be here for you. I'm going to take you to this program. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, as all the mothers here in Canada have been doing forever.
But I do believe that a lot of the stepmothers are doing that. But I am not sure where the breakdown is coming. And a lot of people out there are going through some of these things. A lot of people out there are thinking about sending for the child to come and stay with them. And when they hear these kind of stories, it kind of, you know, scare them off and leave them in another world. Now, should I or shouldn't I do it? And it's a rough. And I think, I don't know, I think the parents, when you're deciding to bring the youngster here, I think you got to find some ways to get to know that person before they even come here.
That's right. And you got to find to bond, to know, to get into their skin.
Yeah.
You've got to know, because once they start going to school, they have all kind of peer pressure coming to them right, left, and center. And they, you know, they're introduced to drugs. They're introduced to being, you know, defiance to their parent and perhaps their teachers. So you got to be like, you know, a sergeant major, if I would say that, to be there for them and to stand up and say, you know what, son, this is the way you do it. Spend some evenings with the child. And I have a young grandson, and he get to school, and he wasn't doing well in school. And do you know what? This boy have two grandparents, and every morning I speak to him before he goes to school. I pray with him before he leaves the school. I said to him, be careful what you do and what you say. So you have to have support system.
Yes. What is being a counselor? Have you seen, I know you're not supposed to talk about your cases, and we're not asking you to pinpoint any or to talk about any particular case.
That's right.
But in your business, do you see parents who have brought their children here come to you to reason it out, to talk it out?
Yeah, I have parents that come, and most of the time they come when the kid is about 14, 15, 16. They stop listening to their parents, and they're all bombarded with peer pressure. And they're not listening to their parents anymore, so they would sometimes find themselves here. Or if they take too long, I might find them in the jailhouse.
Okay, before we get to the jailhouse, it seems like we're either finding them these days, some of them in the jailhouse or in the...
the graveyard.
In the morgue.
Yes.
And it's beginning to become a major problem. What are some of the advice you will give? Like, and I know your business is not to give out advice to the public to no great extent, because you run your own counseling office.
Well, first of all, you need to know how to deal with stress, because these young people, as young as they are, they come with stress. I mean, as the baby is born, you're bombarded with stress. You have to plan how to wake up in the night, how to feed them, what they need and what they doesn't need. And so you have to know how to deal with stress. And that's why when a mother is pregnant, they says go to prenatal class. And so as soon as your child is getting older, getting into school, you need to know what's happening at school. What does he need? We buy books. We just don't buy the books and just throw it to the children and says, read it. You read it to them. You tell them the way of life. Show them the way of life. If it's to read the Bible, then do it. Do something good for the child. Let the child mimic you. You know, follow the things that you're doing. And these are good parenting tips for others to see. You know, we are all sometimes bombarded with fear, and fear is a natural thing. It comes upon us when people are not listening, and when we're not listening. You know, when our family, our children are not listening, and when we are sometimes can't, you know, cope with that. So find somebody, go talk to somebody and says, please help me. I need your help.
Dr. Keith, you talk about stress.
Yes, sir.
But stress is not something that comes with a writing over it that say, here comes stress. Stress is something that a lot of people doesn't even recognize that they have when they come. Is there any signs that so that one could look for, and things that they should look for when to recognize that, hey?
When you start feeling the pain in the back of your neck, or when you put your head down and your heart is beating in your ears, and when you start having pain in the top of your head, and when you don't want to hear anybody talk anymore, that's stress. That means you're too far.
That's extreme stress.
Extreme stress.
Okay. Some of the things that we could look at when you're going through your stressful times, because it is stressful for a child to come here. It add a lot of stress to the family. It add to the stepmother or the stepfather. It add to the brothers, the other siblings, if their other siblings are wrong. And these youngsters, they cannot, they don't know, some of them don't know that they're stressed out. Would you recommend parents, when they're bringing others into the household to join the family, that they do some talking with other people or try to get some other information out in?
I suggest that parents, once we're going to get a new child in the home or anybody coming to the house, we need to have a family meeting. We need to talk about who is coming. Why is he coming? Why is she coming? How long is she going to spend? What are we going to do? And so everybody in the family, we're bonding together and we have a plan. So we have to have a plan set up.
And we should set that plan up early, right?
That's right. Long before this person come into her life.
Yeah.
I did a wedding the other day and the gentleman says, and I was really amazed. He says, my son, he said, took me out last night. And so I said to him, I kept saying, where's your son? Where's your son? Because he was white and I couldn't see this white son. And he said, this is my son. It was a black guy. And I was so happy to see that. And all night he was talking about my son, my son, my son. And they had a relationship.
Yes.
So I am saying, not because of that wedding, but I'm just saying that we should, when we get new people in our home, children in our home, we should take them as our own children.
And I like the idea that we should start doing the planning. We should start getting everybody involved.
That's right.
Because as, let's say it's the father that's sending for his son or daughter, it is still the home where we all live into. And don't take the power trip that I am the boss and I'm going to do what I have to do and you're just going to have to accept it. You need to, that talking needs to start to happen. That preparation needs to start to happen. That John is coming needs to start. And this is John's room, and this is where John going to be sitting, and this is where John going to be.
That's right.
These are John's toys. These things got to start to happen.
We go shopping for John, and we're all excited, and we're writing letters, and we're communicating.
Yeah.
When he phones, you know what? Your brother is on the phone, or your sister is on the phone. So, of course, when a young person come to meet the family, he's no more stranger.
Yes,
because he already met him.
Yes, we have been in communication. We have been talking, and today in today's world, it's a lot easier now than before. It's a lot easier now for you to make that connection, for you to start to make that phone calls now are cheaper than they used to be.
That's right.
I remember when it used to be about $1 a minute, man. It was, you know.
$2.50, you can make a call.
Yeah, and now you could make a 33-minute call for $2.50, and you could talk for 30-odd minutes.
Definitely.
And we need, and phones are all over the place now. We need to make that connection, though. The point that we're trying to get across is when you're bringing someone into your home, and I have done it a couple of times, bringing other people into my home and realize the stress that it adds to the other family members. And while one could say, I could handle it, you may be able to handle it, but could the others handle it? And have you discuss it with them to see if they can handle it?
That's right. Canada is a very hard, very busy country.
I like the first part you were going. It's a very tough country.
That's right. It's very busy, and we don't have some of the freedom that we live in our country. We don't have it here. Yes, Canada have great freedom, and it's on the other side. But you know what? We need to plan.
There's a different type of freedom.
That's right.
There's a different type of freedom that.
Definitely.
And this is also what a lot of parents, when they bring the youngsters here, they get caught. They get, I would say, caught up into sometimes what could I do and what I can't do. And then what they can't do, they may try to do and then try to cover it up after they already done it.
And one of the things that I really find out, and I'm bombarded with this, is there's an organization here. If you're not treating your child properly, then they take, or you're having conflict in the home, they take the child from you.
Yeah.
And when I looked at that, they have a plan. If you don't make a plan, you will not get that child back into your house. And so this is one of the reasons why I come up with a plan. I know that we have to have a plan. This organization, if you don't have a plan before you get into the court system, I'm telling you, you're finished. You're not getting this child, and the next thing your child is gone for a crown ward or, kingship or whatever you call it. And so you lose your child. So basically, we must have a plan and good relationship.
Dr. Keith, yes. You do a business here in the city, counseling.
Yes.
You do go to the prison systems.
Yes.
You do, as a minister, you do your church and all kind of stuff. But I know you also try to help a lot of people in different ways. Tell us about some of the other things about Dr. Keith, as much as we talk about how you help. Tell us more about Dr. Keith.
Well, Jim, I counsel. I try my best not to say no to anyone, but it's for a fee, as much as one could pay. And I think this is one of the cheapest fees you'd find around the city. But I'm here for our youths and our families. I am planning and I'm trying, I'm working hard to get a house for youths, youths that are coming out of the justice system. And Jim, it's many. If you ever go into those jails, your head spins. And it's 99% black youths. I must say that.
Dr. Keith.
Yes, sir.
You said 99.
Wow. And I could say 99.5.
Wow.
So basically, I'm trying to get a house for youths that are coming out so we can house them and keep them between 4 to 6 months and give them life skill. Give them, not that they're not getting some life skill out there, but you know what? I go back to the jail every Monday and there are every week and they're sitting there again. And I says, why are you here? Because I didn't have that and I didn't have this and I didn't have that. So I steal, I break, I fight, I do this and I, you know, BNA and I do drugs and blah, blah. And I'm here again. And so if I could save one young man, one young boy, one young adult in this house, I really would like to do that.
And how are you going about doing that?
Well, we're trying to do all type of fundraising. And, of course, you know you've been with me in some of them. But this one that I'm doing right now is we're putting on a concert. And it's going to be happening on July 15 at the West Toronto Church of God. And this concert is that we're looking for young people, young groups, people who sing, to come and show themselves well. And we're going to choose from those people that come. We're choosing 3 set of people, young people or groups, individual. And we're doing 3 different shows. We're doing 1 July, 1 in August, and 1 in September. And on the last show, that's a big show, we're going to do it with a young lady from the state. She's coming to help me to put on this concert, and this is going to be on October 15 this year.
Yes.
And this is Nicole Mullins. She's going to come, and the winner will be singing with her, and there will be also getting money for participating.
Okay, and that's in July this?
The first show begins July 15, and that's when we're going to choose the winners.
Okay.
And they'll just go down the line and they, you know, participate July, August, and September. And then October, the winner will be singing with Nicole.
Okay. And Dr. Keith, I guess we'll hear a lot more of that as we get closer to the time.
Definitely.
As
definitely.
Plans come out.
We'll be sending out flyers and we'll be on your radio. Definitely.
Well, we're glad to hear that. So
yes.
Let me say, Dr. Keith, you're... office is located where and when could one...
1001 Albion Road, and we're at Unit 8.
Let's slow that down again, Dr. Keith, man. I just missed a piece.
Wow. It is 2001 Albion Road.
Yes.
And it's Unit 8.
Yes.
I can be reached at 416...
Yes.
241-9191.
Go, give me that number one more time.
241-9191. 416-241-9191.
And... if anyone is going through any kind of difficulties and need anybody to talk to, you could always give Dr. Keith a call. She says she charge a fee, which she make her living by.
Yes.
But in a case of emergency, I know you did one for me already in emergency, and
yes.
I must thank you very much for that.
You're so welcome.
That discussion, Dr. Keith.
Yes.
And it's always great to have people who we could talk to in our community. And you'll feel more comfortable. If you feel that you're going to be comfortable talking to Dr. Keith, please do that. We here at CHRY encourage you talk it over before you make the decisions.
That's right.
And remember, if you're planning to bring your youngster here or bring a new member to the family, whatever that member, whoever the member may be, you need to share those information with the family. You need to prepare for that new member to join that family. You need to get ready to make a lot of sacrifice when that new member do join the family. It's not business as usual. We have to do some adjustment to make sure that the new member fit in and that you and the family are ready. So it's a difficult task, it's a stressful task, and it's a hard task. It is not as easy as send a ticket and get them off the plane here. It is not as easy as that. It may look simple, but it takes a lot of toll and everyone within the whole family.
And Jim, before you go, I just wanted to say to our listeners out there, if you're stressed, if you think that you're not able to manage and you can't find a counselor right away, just think about a breath of fresh air. Just take a deep breath. A breath of fresh air will relieve you from stress or from confrontation and from panic attack and from hitting someone. Just a breath, taking a breath.
The hitting of someone should be a no-no.
That's what you never know.
Should be a no-no.
Somebody might provoke your peace, and by the time you think, you hit them. By the time you think, I shouldn't have done it, it's already happened. Take a breath.
Let me say what the mighty power would say. Walk away.
I always say turn right.
Turn right.
Turn right every time, even if you're driving on the road and somebody is trying to hustle you on the road, just turn right. Even if it's a dead end, turn right.
Turn right.
Turn right. So if you're turning right, you're moving ahead.
Because I'm telling you, if you turn wrong, the police may come up. So turn right. I like that.
Yes.
Always turn right. Don't turn wrong at all.
When I counsel, I say, son, sir, mom, please turn right.
Yes.
Even if you get to a dead end street, by the time you get back, that person will be gone.
Turn right.
Right.
I like that.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Keith, once again, thank you, and I wish you all the best. And as you know, the phone number here for the main office is 416-736-5293.
Yes,
in case you have any business to do with us,
yes,
we appreciate that very much.
That's right, and they're listening to Break Free Family Center. Dr. Pat Keith, and my number is 416-241-9191.
And with that, we say thank you.
Thank you so
much. Have a beautiful evening.
Fantastic, nice, and nice night, and nice talking with you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Yes, we've just talked to Dr. Patricia Keith, and she runs Break Free Relief Center over at Albion and 27.